rallying. Investors there are still basking in yesterday's news of a plan to sort out the Eurozone debt crisis. But ironically, the plan has raised fresh doubts about Greece. And companies here and in Europe are hedging their bets, preparing for Greece to leave the Eurozone, even though it might not happen. We begin in London with Marketplace's Stephen Beard.
Greece has tried the patience of its Eurozone partners. It's regularly failed to deliver all the agreed budget cuts and economic reforms. But Greece had one powerful factor on its side. Its partners were terrified that a Greek exit, commonly called Grexit, would unravel the euro. That fear may now recede because yesterday's plan effectively put a firewall around other vulnerable Eurozone countries like Spain and Italy. Jan Randolph of IHS Global Insight says letting Greece go is not so risky now.
Greece has a lot less leverage because the firewalls are up now. The contagion impacts far less.
And that seems likely to accelerate a trend that's gathered speed this year. Foreign companies have been winding down their business with Greece for obvious reasons. Corporate lawyer Chris Robinson asks who wants to be trading with the Greeks just as they might have to quit the Eurozone and adopt a new currency.
The new drachma would be worth a great deal less than the existing euro. And anybody who had sold goods to Greece on credit, who was then paid in the new drachma, would be very seriously disadvantaged.
Several big British corporations have admitted they're taking no chances. Vodafone, the cell phone giant, and Glaxo, the pharmaceutical firm, both sweep money out of Greece and back into the UK every evening. Bank analyst Ralph Silver says the big British banks have also been bracing for Grexit.
I think the large banks are pretty well there. I'd say if it was out of 100% preparedness, they'd be about 75 to 80% prepared.
Greek assets have been sold and credit lines terminated, and the banks may be anticipating Grexit in another way. No one will confirm this, but there have been persistent reports that the trading floors of London will be ready at the flick of a switch to deal in the new Greek currency. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
And I'm Heidi Moore in New York. JP Morgan says that big U.S. companies are far more worried than European ones about whether the euro will survive. So the bank put together a kind of what to expect when you're expecting a financial disaster.
We published a book, you know, it's a small booklet. It actually details 50 points that every corporation should be considering in terms of being ready for the introduction of a new currency.
John Gibbons is in charge of JP Morgan's treasury services in Europe, the Middle East, and Africa. He's also been helping those big companies create new bank accounts to hold a currency that doesn't even exist yet.
The clients established these, what we would call a phantom currency, on their systems and then on our systems, and then are ready to operate in a new currency overnight.
Creating a plan to handle a new currency isn't easy. For one thing, where would you start?
There's definitely been times when the market's been worried about Spain, worried about Italy, worried about Portugal, Ireland, Greece.
That's why Wynne Rumpleton, a vice president of sovereign risk at State Street Bank, compares her company's plan to military strategy.
We have sort of a war room that we would create. People understand that they'd have to be at their stations.
Adam Schneider at Deloitte Consulting says the plans he's seen from U.S. companies are enormous.
It's probably best to think of them as loose-leaf books on the order of hundreds of pages.
U.S. companies have started acting on them already. Many have renegotiated their contracts to switch out of euros and into dollars and British pounds. And the chemicals giant FMC is asking its Greek clients to pay in advance.
That was Heidi Moore in New York, and before that, Stephen Beard in London on plans on both sides of the pond for a possible Grexit.